Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
One light beer, one dark beer, one high-protein bee pollen guava shake. Okay, now remember, guys, when my dad gets here, we've got to do our best to try and cheer him up.
Kelly's right. This is his first weekend without Christine. He's been a wreck all week about them breaking up.
Well, whatever we do, nobody mentioned Christine or relationships or love or anything like that.
Right.
There he is. Okay, everybody, smile, smile. Happy.
Hey.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Kel.
Hey.
Hey.
Ruth.
Hey, Robert.
My heart goes out to you, sir.
Hey, you know what we thought would be fun tonight? After dinner, how about you, me, and Dob hitting the bowlerama?
Not me, Lou. Don't feel like eating, don't feel like bowling, don't feel like breathing.
How about a little TV? That'll cheer you up.
Stay tuned for the Channel 6 News with Christine Armstrong.
Oops.
Coming up next, the all-new dating game.
Oops.
And now for the 6 o'clock movie, Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw starring in Love Story.
Come on!
Tonight's top story. Toxic spill leaves hundreds homeless.
Thank God.
Game 55-7.
Well, it's not that we won.
Would you guys hold it down in here?
Oh, come on, Hayden. I know you're upset about Christine, but you gotta be happy about the game.
I'm happy.
I mean, happy the way you used to be happy. You know, running around the locker room, slapping guys on the hiney, turning off the hot water, climbing up on the towel cage and screaming like Tarzan. You know, being up.
Well, how am I supposed to be up when I lost Christine?
Hey, when are you going to grow up and face reality? You can't have a successful personal life and a successful professional life at the same time. That isn't the way it works.
What the hell are you talking about?
Life. I'm talking about life, Hayden. And life has rules. One of them is you just can't have too much happiness at one time. I mean, if you're going to have a winning football team, then you got to realize that life's going to take away your girl. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. These aren't my rules.
Coach, you've got to stop thinking about Christine. You got to pretend that you never heard the name Christine. Christine is a thing of the past. The next time the name Christine...
Dobber! Can you shut up? I think I'm going to call her.
What are you going to do that for? You're just going to make yourself miserable.
Yeah, well, I can't be any more miserable than I am right now. Besides, you know, it's been a week. She's had a chance to cool off. Maybe I can go up there tonight and talk to her.
Hello?
She answered. Christy, guess who?
Oh, hi, Hayden.
I called you this week, sweetheart, because, you know, I wanted to give you your space and everything. I just want to tell you, man, this week has been hell for me.
Yeah, it's been hell for me, too.
Oh, great. Well, look... So, you know, what if I came up there tonight and, you know, just took you out to dinner and, hey, guess what? I'd even go Greek if you want to.
I really don't think that's a good idea.
Well, dinner or me coming up?
I just don't think we should see each other.
I mean, I was figuring maybe we could just talk, you know.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, you know, what we always talk about on Saturday night, the game, you know. We won, Christine. We won 55-7.
Well, I think if that's all we have to talk about, then I still don't think it's a good idea. I'm sorry.
I miss you, Christine.
I miss you, too. Bye, Hayden.
Hey, Coach, you want us to leave you alone?
Well, it's a little late for that. Oh, last thing I want in the world tonight is to be alone. Come on, let's go to the Touchdown Club and celebrate our victory.
Double cheeseburger, steamed vegetables, and brown rice.
Hey, Coach! Hey.
Oh, thank you. It's a great victory today. You guys are great fans, and we'll just keep it up for the rest of the season, huh?
Yeah!
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Dad. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Really?
Yeah, really. Why wouldn't I be? We won today, sitting at the table with my best friends. My daughter's waiting on me. I got my health. Can't think of anything else in the world I need.
Including Christine, right, Coach?
Hey, how about if I bring you guys some steaks, huh?
Hey, that sounds great. I'm starved. Boy, this is my kind of night.
Yeah, you know, this really is nice. Do you guys realize that we haven't had dinner together after a football game in 4 years? I have really missed you guys.
Heck, from now on, we can do this every Saturday night.
And Friday nights, too.
For that matter, I'm free on Sundays.
You know something? We could have dinner together every night for the rest of our lives. Jeez, is that depressing.
Hey, there's Dr. Tewksbury.
Oh, excuse me. Has Mr. Milpath arrived yet? Who? Noel Milpath. He's a very attractive man in his middle 40s, so salt and pepper hair, tall, wears very expensive suits, smokes a pipe. The Pontiac dealer? Yes. No, I haven't seen him tonight. Good. I was worried I was late.
What is the president of the university doing at the Touchdown Club? This is for regular people.
Well, hello, Hayden. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, I'm here every Saturday night. What you doing here?
Meeting someone. You may sit down, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Who are you meeting?
Not that it's any of your business. I have a dinner date.
Huh. With who?
Now, that's really none of your business.
Why? Is he married or something?
Of course not. He happens to be a respected leader of this community who's given a lot of money to this university. He also happens to be president of the Chamber of Commerce.
You're meeting Noel Milpath, the Pontiac dealer?
Isn't that the guy who rides the donkey on those car commercials?
He happens to be a very shrewd businessman. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, come on, you guys, knock it off.
So, Dr. Tewksbury has a date with Mr. Milpath. I guess that proves there's someone for everyone.
Don't say that, Dauber. There's nobody for...
Oh, man, why don't we just put on some music so I don't have to listen to this stuff? Come on, everybody, let's sing.
What?
Yeah, come on, everybody. Come on, let's sing, huh? Everybody happy about our victory today?
Yeah!
We like the Screaming Eagles?
Yeah!
Well, then let's sing the Screaming Eagles fight song, huh?
Yeah!
The Screaming Eagles take the field. Da-da-da-da.
Need a lift home?
No, I just want to sit here for a while. I'm going to call a cab when I'm ready to go.
I just believe everything's going to be okay between you and Christine.
Well, it's not, but thanks. Is that you, Stu?
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, come on.
Do you mind a little company?
Gee, Elaine, what are you still doing here?
Waiting for Noel.
Been 4 hours.
Yeah. I don't think he's coming.
Noel Milpath stood you up?
Great way to kick off the weekend, isn't it?
Hayden, what's my problem with men?
Yeah, I don't think you have a problem with men, Elaine.
Of course I do. I mean, if they're not standing me up, they're running out for ice and then never coming back.
Oh, geez, we're not going to bring up Miami again, are we?
There must be something wrong with me.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think maybe it's what's right with you. You know, you're very attractive, very sophisticated, knowledgeable, powerful lady. I think a lot of guys are intimidated by that.
Well, you don't seem to be. In fact, you seem to be attracted to women like that. I must confess, I heard about you and Christine breaking up.
Excuse me. Would either of you mind if I put on a little music here while I clean up?
No. Go ahead.
You're listening to Late Night Jazz on KLEC, 92.4 on your FM dial. Brought to you by Milpath Pontiac. When you think of dependability, you think of Noel Milpath.
Like hell.
Boy, who'd have figured this, huh?
You mean that two such attractive, successful people would both find themselves alone on a Saturday night?
No. I mean, the two people who hate each other's guts would be at the same table trying to cheer each other up.
You know, Hayden, despite what you did to me 6 years ago in Miami, I really never hated you.
Come on, Elaine, what are you talking about? You tried to fire me, you slashed my budget in half, you had me begging for money, and you emasculated me in front of the whole school.
Okay, so I've been a little bit annoyed. But I never would have been so annoyed if I hadn't been so attracted to you. Hayden, there's one thing I never admitted about Miami.
What's that?
You really knocked me out that weekend.
I did?
I thought I showed you that 11, 12 times.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, now that I think about it, boy, we really kind of knocked each other out there, didn't we?
Do you believe in fate, Hayden?
Huh? What?
I mean, do you believe that, well, maybe there are things that happen because they're just meant to happen? I mean, I just wonder if it's mere coincidence that you and I are both here tonight, alone and vulnerable.
Yeah. I guess that's what we are, Elaine.
Well, we can't help being vulnerable, but we don't have to be alone.
Oh, Elaine, your drink was cold, honey.
Do you have a car?
Yes. It's at my house, though.
Well, then.
Ooh.
Why don't we take mine?
Well, take yours where, Elaine?
To some place where we can knock each other out again.
Well, yeah, I guess we could go a couple of rounds.
We'll start all over again, as if Miami never happened. We'll put the memory of that weekend and whatever the name of that place was where we stayed out of our minds forever.
Oh. It's the Blue Lagoon Motor Hotel, Elaine. Hey, what a dump.
It's the Shamrock Motel, Hayden. What'd you expect? We can't go to the hotel in town. We'd be recognized. Now, come on.
What?
And we don't need the lights. We know where everything is.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Are you all right?
Well, geez, I think a bed spring Lance McKinney, Elaine.
You want to try the other bed?
Just give me a second here.
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Whew. Huh? Oh. You can have it all, Elaine. Just take it easy. You can have it.
Wow. Whew. Ooh, you you're so tense, Hayden.
Yeah.
Do you remember our first time, the first night in Miami?
Uh-huh.
We slipped onto the beach in the middle of the night, took off all our clothes and just lay in the sand. All we could hear was the sound of our breathing and the waves lapping gently against the shore.
Yes, Miami all over again, Lee.
Do you remember how we ordered champagne and strawberries from room service? Oh. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that was great. Hey, how about if I open the wine and the corn nuts?
Not yet. First, I want to nibble on this for a while.
Oh, boy. Oh, girl, I didn't know you'd get in there that far, Lake. Hey, can I have a cornet?
Huh? Listen, whoa. Why don't you turn down the bed and unscrew the wine? I'll just slip in there and get a little bit more comfortable.
Okay, I'll try to get more comfortable, too. Yeah. What am I doing? What the heck am I doing? God!
Hayden, would you hang up my dress for me, please?
Oh, God. Okay. I can't do that either.
Oh, I wish we had bought some candles. It would have made it so much more romantic.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves candles, Elaine. Everybody. I'm going to go to a church and light some. Luther?
Yeah.
Luther?
Ah! What are you doing?
Well, I'm hiding.
From me?
No. From Lane Tewksbury.
How come?
This door's still locked?
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, Luther, I've done a terrible thing.
Oh, geez, what?
I think I may have destroyed my whole life.
Does it affect me?
It will when we get fired.
God, Hayden, what'd you do?
Took Elaine to a motel last night.
Oh, God!
It's not the worst part.
You had sleep with her, didn't you?
That's the worst part. She wanted to, and I didn't.
Geez, hey, what'd you do? You didn't sneak out on her again, did you?
I had to!
She'll fire you for sure. She'll fire us both for sure. She may set fire to us both.
She can't fire me if she can't find me.
Oh, God!
Open up, Hayden. I know you're in there.
No, she doesn't. She's guessing.
I'll give you the count of three to open up, or I'm breaking down the door.
No, there's no way she can break down that door.
One! Two, three.
God, Jesus, save!
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. Elaine, you got an axe.
Yes, and I'm going to use it.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I can't settle down, Elaine. I know I did a terrible thing last night, but I don't think I deserve to be axed for it.
Well,
I do.
Come on, Elaine, think about your life, everything you've worked for, your career. You're not going to use that thing, and you know you're not. Okay. Just say for a moment you are, all right? Elaine, come on, just let me live long enough to explain. Elaine, I was crazy last night. I mean, my God, you of all people should be able to relate to that. I was weak. You know, I wanted you. I really did. I really, really, really did. I know this is going to sound nuts, but I feel I got to stay loyal to Christine. I mean, I know I can't have her, but I still love her. I know I should have told you that, Elaine. I know I should have told you that, but I panicked, you know? I'm not good at doing the right thing like you are. All I can say is I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry.
You're really in pain over Christine, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize you were this tormented. I'm really surprised. I thought you were the kind of person who was never touched by anything. I figured you just lumbered through life without any sensitivity or caring or involvement.
Well, I've always tried to do that.
You finally feel passionate about someone, and it's just eating your heart out. I love that.
Elena, you know, I really am sorry. I mean, I know I shouldn't have done what I did to you last night. It's just, ever since Christine and I broke up, I just feel like everything is out of control here.
Yeah, I know that feeling. You know, there are times in my life when I feel that I don't really have a grip on things. But then I see someone like you who's even more screwed up than I am. And I feel really good about myself. Thank you, Hayden. Really. Hey, you have turned what could have been a pretty messy situation into something positive. I'll see you Monday. Oh, don't forget about that budget meeting in my office at noon. I'll be serving lunch. Nothing fancy, just cold cuts and salad. See you then.
Where is she?
She's gone, Lou. It's all over.
Oh, my God!